my suggestion is that at the end, when the link is provided to you, or you, it's on the website, is that you go out and listen to the call and do it with your heart so that you can try some of the things that I'm doing tonight. I'm more interested tonight in you kind of getting a sense of play around Moog. That you can go to sheet music, and there's some wonderful collections of modal music, but you do not have to do it off of a page. And when you're trying to do transitions, or you need to do extend things or improvisation, you're not going to have a page to do that from. So I'm going to start really basic. And one of the things that I found with Moog is if I use, I first of all started out with a 1-5 in the bass. So I'm in a C tuning, and if I do that in a Dorian mode, that means I'm going to start on a D. I'm going to have my 1 is a D and my 5 is an A. So I would just be, that's about as simple as it gets. And in my right hand, what I'm going to do is wander between the D and the A, and about within a 1.5 octave range. I'm not going to go all the way up the harp, and I'm not going to come necessarily all the way back down the harp. And when I'm in Dorian mode, then I'm going to be landing a lot on the 1 and 5 in the right hand, but I don't have to just stay there and alternate between 1 and 5. I can get to the 1 by coming up to it. I can get to the 5 by coming up to it. I can even come down to the 5. So I'm just going to do this in Dorian. And I'm going to try to do it in pretty unimaginatively. Creativity in the rhythm there, but what I've done is really focus on the 1-5 and the 8. I can add a little variation to that if I change my rhythm in the right hand and I'm not playing so much on the beat. And if I use in the left hand, instead of just the 1-5, sometimes I use a 1-5-8. In the right hand, in a modal improvisation strategy, you would play the note below D. This is D. And you would come one note below and come back up to D for as a finish. And that's kind of what, if you think of it, how we do amen, it's modeled after that. So I can do D, D, C, D. Or I could do just C, D. Julie is not on mute. Please put your phone on mute. You have a nice voice. So if I do, just sticking with those basics, and I pick any note blindly, so I'm just going to close my eyes and land. So I landed on B. I'm not going to do that because low gradient is just hard to work in. Okay, so I landed on G. So now, in the bass, I'm going to do G and D. So play 1/5. And my A would be G on top. So I'm going to use the same strategy. And see how it sounds different. On G, it's the F that really gives it the modal sound. So one of the things you would do in the right hand, and I didn't do it very well, is really emphasize the F. Collodion. You won't always want to use a 1/5 or 1/5/8 in that order. And you won't always want to use that rhythm. You want to be able to vary it. And one of the lightning bolts for me was in working with a couple of Stell Benson pieces, as I just paid attention to the bass part of it. And if we want to go, I just want to back up one. Stella gave me ideas about rhythm that I had never thought of, because I was definitely in the box of doing a 1/5 and 1/5/8. So changing up the notes, changing up the rhythm will definitely add interest to what you're doing and give you flexibility. But before I do that, I'm going to do just this 1/5 and 1/5/8. And I'm going to go from Dorian to Aeolian. I'm going to use this to move from each of mode to mode. So I'm going to start in Dorian. I'm on A. And A is a common note in Aeolian. So, and here I hit a C and a D in my bass, which isn't something that I would think was a good idea, but I did it. So I could have just hurried off of it, but I didn't. I just let it be. And I resolved it. see if one of them knows in Aeolian. So I could go to that. And back to Dorian. So, in doing, in going from mode to mode like that, if you were applying for patience, you wouldn't want to move as quickly from mode to mode necessarily. And if you're doing it as transitions, one of the things to do in transitions is be very leisurely. We tend to think of transitions as being there so that you can get from piece A to piece B, or selection A to selection B. And in reality, transitions can be their own theme. You can just wander and relax and stay in the whatever tempo you've already established and whatever repertoire type you're already in. You stay there and you move from mode to mode as long as you want. You could move all through all seven modes if you want to. You can certainly stop in the middle of a piece at the end of section A before you start B, or before going back to A after you've played a B section. You could do an interlude of a mode and then come back. And that will add variation to what you're doing. Will keep you in character, and it will give you flexibility and lengthen what you're doing without having to learn more notes or try and add variety or just repeat the exact same thing again. Just add in some flavors. So that was Dorian and Aeolian. So now I'm going to do something that is moving from Dorian to Aeolian, back and forth, where the rhythm and the bass line is changed. And I'm just going to do it, and then I'll tell you what I did, and just listen to the difference of sound that you get just by changing your bass line and rhythm. And I totally credit Stella for this. That's A minor, D. I shouldn't say A minor, it's Aeolian, excuse me. And Dorian.
Thank you.
exactly the same modes, Aeolian and Dorian, moving between the two, but that bass rhythm and the changing of the way the notes are played allows you to get into a real rocking motion. And the way that's done is a 1, 5, 8, 10, 8. So it's 1, 5, 10, 8. 1, 5, 10. 1, 5, 10, 8. 1, 5, 10. And then in the right hand, when you're in A minor, the notes that really work are going to be A and E, some C's, but A and E, the primary ones that you would want to be focused on and using passing tones. But in D minor, I keep saying A and D, and I apologize, in Aeolian and Dorian. In Dorian, interestingly enough, you can, when you're on the D, you have the ability to play it with D, of course, F, G, which is not part of the Dorian chord, B, which is not part of the Dorian chord, and of course A. So you end up being able to land on those tones and use them as passing tones as well. So you have a little more range in what you can do in the right hand than you do with the Aeolian portion. I think Aeolian, certainly you can afford to land on a B at the same time as you're playing an A, or you could land on a B when you're playing an E, and you just try it out. You know, so if we try that, so resolve it. Maybe do it again. What's the matter? Sorry, I flubbed that. That's okay. Or would we land on G? That's not so horrible. Resolve it. But your more mellow notes, more pleasant to listen to, are to land on E. C is alright. C, not so nice, but okay. G, F, D. Now, is there a right way? I listen to what I like. If I like it, chances are excellent that the people around me like it. And if I'm not sure, then I could set up a little study group and experiment around with it. But I think part of it is making it pleasing to you. And if it's pleasing to you, again, chances are it will be pleasing to whomever you're playing for. One of the things that I did in the right hand is I just didn't have a whole lot of notes. And I didn't rush. And I didn't have to have a note for everything I was playing, every note in the bass. And I sometimes just play the bass line without any right hand as a variation. So one of the ways to really change up your sound is change the order in which you're playing notes. Now, I was playing around today and said, well, what if I took that pattern and I did... Actually, that one. Oh no, I don't particularly like it. I don't particularly like that. But I could do that. Now, if I take that same rhythm and the same interval pattern, so I use 1, 5, 10, 8, and 1, 5, 10, and I move it. What happens if I do it on D? That's pretty ugly. So I don't think I would ever do that. If I do it on G, that's pretty nice. It's a nice major sounding, right sound. So I would think about maybe trying that. How about if I do it on C? That's nice. That's major sounding. That's the Dorian on G. E. F. That's another nice major sound. And I'm in G again. So now, if I take the concept that Stella had of moving from the A minor to the D minor, using that little changed rhythm, and I now say, you know what, going from C to A is just kind of nice. So I wonder if I want to do or what I want to do. I kind of like the seventh one better. So now in my right hand, I'm going to, when I'm playing the Aeolian chord, I'm going to be matching my focus on the ones and fives to that. And when I'm on the Dorian chord, C, then I'm going to be matching my 1-5 focus to that. And so if I do that, I end up again with a very, very different sound. And I think it works to get started with the left hand and let the pattern establish itself, not jump right in with the right hand. C is a common note in both. Want to do the same pattern, I could do it on going to F and G. That's kind of a nice change sometimes. So I could do bring it down. Or I could do actually there's two different sounds there. How you want to hit notes, but that's a totally different sound. You could also do a that's C and D Dorian and Ionian. So trying finding something that you want to use as a base. So you can do the 1-5-8, you can do 1-5, you can do this 1-5-10 pattern. But take one of them and just play around with it. Move it around in different modes and touch with it. And that's how you find out what works and what doesn't work, what you like and what you don't like. Now another pattern that I shamelessly am stealing from Stella, because it's given me a lot of flexibility and gave me a lot of ideas, is this base pattern. So she uses, on this it's a 1-5-8, except she doesn't play at 1-5-8. She plays 5-1-8. And it's on Enchilidion and Aeolian. So G and A. So she's using the 5-1-8 and pausing. And this happens to work as a pentatonic. So if you play on all your white strings, only in the right hand, you really can't go wrong. And if I do that on, let's take F and G because they work so well on the other. F. Lydian. Sorry, I'm just flipping. Mixolydian. Lydian. Mixolydian. That's kind of nice. I could do it on, try it on Dorian and Ionian. Try it on Dorian and Aeolian. Or if we go up. I don't like that as well. I think there's too much of a jump between it. Could do Phrygian and Dorian. That's kind of interesting. So what I've done is just using two modes at a time to alternate between, when in fact I've got, in theory, seven modes, probably six if you leave off Locrian because it's so difficult to work in and have it sound good. I've got six modes that I can move in, and some of them have more minor sounds, and some of them have brighter sounds. And I don't have to flip any levers. I don't have to look at any sheet music. And if I were playing a piece in Aeolian, for instance, I'll just do a little bit of start coming down. And I'm playing it way too fast. there, I decided to just go one note down and do the next month, the next month, the next month. Now, you wouldn't play that fast, nor would you necessarily change modes that fast, trying to compress into a phone call. But you can do that. I think at this point, I'm going to leave it, and I'm going to open up the floor for questions. If you have a question, take your phone off mute, and again, if it turns out that we get some echoing interference, I'm going to ask those of you who are on cell phones to put your phones back on mute, because we know that that's what causes some of the problems, and I'm happy to entertain the questions outside this call. So, do we have any comments, questions?
Dee?
Yes.
This is Betsy, and I'm on a cell phone. Do I sound okay?
Sound okay, thanks.
Okay. I don't have a question. I wanted to make a comment. Every so often when you were saying, oh, I lost my place or I did that wrong, you know, it was interesting because I would never have guessed that. And it reminds me of something I encountered today when I was playing for a patient in transition, which is we have to kind of go in with no expectations and remember that what we feel we'd like to do musically is not as important as the effect being produced. Which is not to say that you shouldn't have said those things, but it was just a reminder to me because we tend to be so self-critical, I think. And, you know, for the patient, often it's all okay.
And Betsy, I really appreciate you mentioning that, because every time I said, oops, I goofed, if I were in a patient situation, I would just keep playing, and I would just relax and probably repeat. I mean, I did that a couple of times on purpose, in theory, the wrong note. And I just repeated it and then resolved it in a relaxed manner. I played it as if every note it's meant to be played, that I absolutely intended every note. And if you come from the fact that the point of view that every note you play is perfect, then you listen to what the sound is that you're producing, and you move however you need to move with it. You don't rush away from it. Like we tend to all be trained to try and play perfectly and play it the way it's supposed to sound. And if we make a mistake, what study after study says is we shut our ears down. We don't want to hear the mistake. And instead, when you're getting into modes, it's an opportunity to really listen to what it does and to be with it and have every note that you play be perfect. So that's awesome that you made that point. Thank you.
Thanks.
Anyone else?
Dee, this is Linda Friedel.
Hi, Linda.
Hi there. I have a question on when you were doing the 5-1-8, towards the end of the your presentation.
Yep.
Are you, can I hear that again? It kept kind of cutting out for some reason more than before. I don't know what was going on on my end. But I'm wondering, is it, for instance, you're taking, let's say if you're doing it in Dorian, so you're doing the 5, which is the A, and then are you going up to the D or down to the D?
In this particular pattern, it is going from 5 to 1. So it's starting on the 5, going down to the 1, and up to the 8.
Now, okay.
In that pattern, but your question, Well, what would it sound like? That's what it would sound like if you did it the other way. So that's
okay.
The question is, do you like it? If you like it, use it.
Right, right.
And it might be that in Dorian, I don't even like this myself. But maybe in one of the other modes, it would sound really good. And maybe it's just, you know, it doesn't work as well to go up and then down. And I'm guessing that people who know music theory, which I don't have, I not only don't have a strong background in it, I have just virtually none, might have an explanation for that in terms of, and if you read some of the science of sound stuff around, you know, how do we naturally move, and you looked at patterns in nature, and I don't know. I'm sure that there's theories, an explanation for why going down works better than going up. I don't know what they are. But one sounds better to me than the other, and that's good enough for me to use.
Right. Okay, thanks.
Great question. Thank you. Anyone else?
This is Linda again. I just have to say that I really liked when you're doing that 1-5-10-8 and then alternating to the 1-5-10.
Yep.
And you said you create that rocking motion kind of a little ways after when you were doing that. And it was kind of like I was just sitting here and I actually did start a little bit of a sway or rocking kind of motion.
Uh-huh.
And I felt my breath, it was just kind of like, oh, that a sense of release, a very quietness, a stillness, and it was almost mesmerizing, that particular sequence. I love it. I can't wait to try it.
It's one of my favorites, and it is one of the things I played for one person who has actually transitioned while I've been in the room, and it's one of the things that I was playing at a really relaxed tempo, and her siblings were there, and they were so mesmerized that they didn't get it that she stopped breathing. I mean, the noise level changed. And it took them probably 30 seconds to just kind of come loose from that and say, oh, something's different. Anyone else? Okay, I'm going to then do I'm going to just end with a demonstration of scoring. I did minor to minor. I'm just going to end with another demonstration, kind of taking a little bit of pieces and moving from one to the other. And if somebody ends up having a question, feel free to hop off mute and ask the question, and I'll stop. This is Van Dorian, and I'm speeding up on these. going to AOLN. Go on and on and on. And again, I compressed everything. I'm playing faster than you would need to play or want to play. But you can go anywhere with those. And I'm not sure if I'm hearing someone come off mute. If not, I'm going to go ahead and and the call, last call. All right, that's it for tonight. If you have questions, I'm happy to have emails around them. And I give huge credit to Stella Benson. If she did not have her works out there, I would have no idea about any of this. The greatest gift to me in all of my music. So, have fun. I hope you have a sense of being able to just play with some of these ideas. And truly, the way you will find out how these modes is to spend some time every day. Take 5 or 10 minutes of whatever practice time you have and do nothing but play with modes, improvise, do chord progressions, whatever. But if you don't spend the time there, if you're always working off of a page or working off of someone else's music, you will not end up at the same destination. You just absolutely give yourself such a gift if you'll take the time to just take one of these ideas. You don't have to do all of them. Take one that sits well with you, that fits where you are, and play around with it. Move it around the heart. See how it sounds. Listen to the sounds that you're producing. And relax with it and have fun. So good night. I hope you're warm wherever you are. We're not here. I left sunny Tucson yesterday in 90 degree weather, and I came in for snow.
Oh, my.
So, I know. It was a bummer. So, anyway, have a nice evening. Thank you for joining us. And until next time.
Thank you, Bree. Good program.
Thank you.